KFI AM 640. It's the Conway Show. Oh, this is old school. Stevie Wonder, right? Happy birthday off the Hotter Than July album. I had this cassette in my car for about 10 years, and I wore it down where you couldn't even hear it anymore. So what did I do? Threw it out and bought another one. I had two cassettes in my car my entire life. Hotter Than July, Stevie Wonder, and Glass Houses by Billy Joel. And that was it. That's it, right? Pretty simple guy. Very simple man. Right? When I see something I like, I hold on to it. Like, I went today to get... that's enough with the music, I guess, right?
Happy birthday,
thank you very much. Thank you. But I went today to get, someone said, what'd you do today on your birthday? I said, I cleaned out the garage. I spent 2 or 3 hours cleaning, moving things around the garage.
Nice.
And then I ate a Philly's cheesesteak over at Philly's Best, right?
Oh, that's a good birthday.
It's the greatest birthday ever.
Your kind of birthday.
That is my day, man, right? Just simple stuff. All right, Dr. Ray Kasheri is with us. He's got some important news for us. Anytime he calls us and wants to go on the air, woo, boy, you know it's big stuff. And he's with us. Dr. Ray, how are you, bub?
Tim, I'm doing great. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, 48 today.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, man after my own heart, anybody who celebrates with a Philly cheesesteak is okay by me.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Have you been to Philly's Best?
No, you keep telling me to go there, and I don't go.
You got to get out there.
I usually have cheesesteaks when I go back to Philly, you know?
I see. I get it. Right. And you got a big family back there, right?
Yeah, we still have to go to Pennsylvania periodically. So when I do, I make, I get the cheesesteak. And, you know, the secret, and you and I have talked about this before, the secret's the bread.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And that's the secret.
The bread makes the sandwich. But I want to tell you real quick, because there's a lot of confusion online, and I started it, and I feel bad. But I'm 48 today. When I started over at KLSX, the FM talk station, you know, years and years ago, I was only 23, but they're not going to give a radio show to a 23-year-old guy because he doesn't know enough and he doesn't have enough experience. So I said I was 33. I lied about my age and I added 10 years. So I'm actually 48, even though everything online says I'm 58. In reality, I'm 48 today. Kind of cool.
Oh, huh? You know, people used to lie to get into the service, you know, years ago.
Yes, right. And I lied to get into radio.
You know, I think that's very noble. You were passionate and that worked.
That's right. That's exactly right. I almost got caught a couple of times, with family reunion or high school reunion stuff being sent to me like, whoa, wait a minute, your 10-year anniversary? It's like, no. Well, you know, I got out late. But Dr. Ray, you got some great news for us when it comes to smoking. Is that right?
Well, you know, the FDA finally had a ruling about e-cigarettes, and they've been delaying it. And what they said is that there's a maker of e-cigarettes that produces a product that is reliable. The quality control is acceptable.
Wow.
That folks who want to get off combustible cigarettes can use this to do so, and they greatly reduce the effect of combustible cigarettes on the airways and the lungs. You still have the effect of nicotine on your heart and your blood vessels and so on, but...
Baby steps.
It's exactly right. And the other thing is, you know, what they're saying is that if the package says you're getting a tenth of a milligram of nicotine, that's what you're getting. And the problem is now with a lot of e-cigarettes that come, especially the ones from China, it might say you're getting a tenth of a milligram of nicotine and you're really getting 5 milligrams of nicotine. I mean,
wow.
There's no quality control. So, you know, everybody kind of poo-pooed the FDA and bad-mouthed them, and I've done my share this year, but I actually think this makes sense to me.
I think you're right. I quit smoking thanks to e-cigarettes, and, you know, I just developed another habit. But in all of your years in practicing and all the thousands of different patients that you saw over the years, did you ever tell somebody, like a patient of yours, you don't smoke enough?
Oh, my God. That's a great question.
You know, guy was a little nervous in life, and, he enjoys a cigarette every once in a while, and you're like, yeah, maybe you should try to double up.
No, but I will tell you, there was an episode that was very interesting to me. An older gentleman came into the office with his son, and his son said that he was losing weight, and you know, all these terrible things are happening. And I couldn't figure it out because I kept, you know, trying to figure out what's wrong with this guy, you know. And I finally asked the son to kind of step outside, and I had the older fella in the room, and I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Oh, nothing." I said, no, come on. What's going on?" And he said, "Well, my son is into all this health food stuff, and he feeds me all this fancy stuff. And I basically don't eat it. I just kind of throw it away. And I used to smoke. And when I smoked, you know, I for some reason I could enjoy a meal better. And he made me quit smoking."
Wow.
So I told the old guy, I said, "You know, you're not going to live long if you keep losing, you know, 10 pounds a month.
Right.
So I suggest you go back to eating regular food and smoking." That's the only time I ever told somebody to go ahead and smoke.
That's great advice. You know, yeah. Doctor, I don't know if you've seen this, but on Santa Monica Boulevard, there's a digital sign, and it's by the Heart and Lung Association, or American Lung Association. And it's a digital sign that keeps moving, you know, every single second. There's another, you know, number added to it. And it's all the people in America who have died because of cigarette smoking. And it's a digital billboard that keeps spinning. Now, what and you know, it goes up to 300,000-400,000, you know, people or whatever it is a year. But what I think there should also be is two blocks away from that, there should be another digital sign of how many women and kids didn't get punched in the face because dad went outside and had a cigarette instead. And that billboard would be spinning so quickly, the fire department would have to put it out every afternoon.
Well, you know, look, none of us are perfect, right?
That's correct.
We all do things that are damaging, and then you kind of, you know, you pick how you want to live, and then you do the best you can with that. And some of us overeat, some of us overwork.
Right.
Some people drink too much. Some people smoke too much. I mean, come on.
Easy.
You know, but I'll tell you that some of the more interesting people I've ever met in my life have been folks who had faults and who other people have given up on, and I, you know, didn't give up on them, and
good,
I supported them, and
you.
They turned out to be tremendously interesting people.
Yeah, I've always said, like, I was out at the racetrack last weekend, and every single man and woman at the racetrack, without exception, I've not found an exception to this, has a great sense of humor and can tell you 20 stories that'll knock your socks off.
You know, you're right? Absolutely right. And you just have to listen.
Right, exactly.
And it's an art to be able to get people to tell you their story.
Right.
You want to hear a great story?
Yes, absolutely.
There was a fellow that used to come into the office, and he was grumpy, and he would kind of scare the nurses a little bit, you know, because he would snap at them and stuff. And one day, they told me, they said, you know, we don't want this guy around anymore. Can you kind of get him out of the practice? So I went in there, and you know, he had some emphysema, he had some bronchitis, he smoked, did a lot of things wrong. And I said, look, what's going on? You know, you're kind of mean to people. Well, he told me his wife died, and he got lonely, and he kind of lost his desire to live, you know. And then I said, well, you know, what did you do before your wife died? He said, well, I was a paratrooper. I was a Marine.
Oh, wow.
I said, really? I said, well, what did you do when you're in the Marines? Well, it turns out that this guy was a high-altitude jump specialist, and he held, at one time, the high-altitude record.
Wow.
Which was only broken, like, about 10 years ago. His record was broken, like, 10 years ago. And he told me about this jump that they had trained, or eight of them had trained, to do this high-altitude jump. They were going out of a plane at, like, 30-some thousand feet. And when you go out of a plane at that altitude, you know, it's cold, right? So your corneas could freeze if you don't have the right goggles. Well, he went out of the plane, and that's exactly what happened to him. He was wearing experimental goggles because he was testing them from the Marine Corps. He goes out of the plane. His corneas freeze. He's now blinded.
Hmm.
He's falling to the earth, and he has to open his chute at the right time.
Wow.
If he opens his chute at the wrong time, there won't be... If it's too high, there won't be enough atmosphere to catch the chute. If it's too low, he crashes into the earth. And I said, oh, my God, what did you do? Because he couldn't read his altimeter. He said, as I was coming down, I listened for the chutes of my buddies to open.
Wow.
And he heard the chutes open. He deployed his chute, and he lived, and he recovered his eyesight. And I said, my God, that is a great story. I said, you know, do you mind if I tell the nurses that story? He said, no. So I told the nurses, the next time he came to the office, he brought in newspaper clippings. And after that, he was the nicest guy in the world, and the nurses couldn't wait for him to come to the office.
That's great. It's just because it just took one guy to listen to his story.
Listen to his story.
That's wild. That is sensational. All right, let me put you on hold 1 second. Dr. Ray Kasheri is with us. We'll talk a little bit about COVID, see how we're doing there. And e-cigarettes, right? Look, this guy is a world-class pulmonologist, and he says that e-cigarettes are better for you than smoking. Who are you going to believe, right? This guy's, pulmonologists around the world have come and studied under Dr. Ray Kasheri. And he says there's something to these e-cigarettes that can save you from actually smoking cigarettes. Guy's onto something, in my opinion. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Dr. Ray Kasheri is with us, pulmonologist out of St. Joe's in Orange County. I know, Doctor, we talked a little bit about e-cigs. It might be a good alternative for, you know, smoking the real carcinogen cigarettes. But what do we know on the COVID front? We're doing pretty good. Have we whipped this Delta?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. But we're getting there.
Right.
And what's really good is a lot of folks are getting natural immunity.
Good.
And the more of that we see, the better. What we're beginning to see is that countries where they have no natural immunity are now beginning to get Delta surges.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like Singapore, you know, New Zealand, Australia, places where they have no natural immunity. Nobody ever got sick there.
Right. It's amazing how fortunate we are in this country where we all have the decision whether to get the vaccine or not. Most countries don't have that.
That's true, yeah. Well, it turns out that no one predicted that the vaccine would peter off to this degree. And it looks like we're going to need boosters. And world's going to need boosters because the antibodies fall. And when the antibodies fall, you don't get the same level of protection. But here's the good news. And this is from a study out of Israel. And what they found is that the most protected people are folks who had the natural infection and got the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Those folks are sitting pretty. The next most protected people are the people who had the natural infection. The next most protected people are the people who got the vaccine and get a booster. So that's kind of where we're going.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you then. If the second group that you spoke of are people who have had the infection, and they got over it, they have more antibodies than people who just simply get the vaccine. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And
then why are people harassing them and hassling them, and why don't they do an antibodies check before they fire people?
I think that'd be a great idea. I have absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And the people who've had natural infection and got over it, what we're finding is that not only do they have antibody levels, they have not only B cells, but they also have T cells.
Wow.
And the beauty of the T cells is the immunity lasts longer. So
are they immune for life?
Well, we don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But, the people who've had the natural infection and got over it are really sitting pretty right now.
Right. But everyone's hassling them. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, they're hassling them if they don't get the vaccine, and I would be all in favor of having measuring their antibody level and having a card for them, and
right.
They get to go on the airplanes and do all the things without having to get the vaccine.
That's right. I'm totally with you. But wait a minute. So the antibodies wear off, or the vaccine wears off in what, 3, 4, 5 months after the second shot?
Like 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. And, Moderna does a little better than Pfizer, but I think, the FDA is meeting right now about Moderna, and they're going to come out and they're going to say, Moderna boosters are okay. And I hope it happens soon because I'd like people to get the booster before we hit the cold and flu season.
Right. Are we going to have to take the vaccine the rest of our lives every year?
Well, we'll have to see. We'll see how the virus evolves. Sometimes these viruses evolve such that they become a lot less infectious.
Good.
And that would be great. But it's not going to happen this winter. We got to get through this winter.
Excellent.
And I would recommend folks not only take the booster if it's appropriate for them, but also get the flu shot, because you don't want to get the flu this winter.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a tough one. All right, Doc, yep. I really appreciate coming on. And anytime you want to come on, we're always open to you. We love having you on.
All right, Tim, that's great. And happy birthday to you again.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right,
there he goes. Dr. Ray Kasheri, St. Joe's in Orange. That's kind of cool, huh?